Hi, this is Christina Turode, News Director for CertCIO MedMarket, and I am speaking today with Neil Katerebek, the CIO and Executive Director of Hallmark Services Corporation. Hallmark Services Corp is, or HSC, administers the health insurance policies of more than 1.4 million members and is a division of Healthcare Services Corporation. Neil was brought in to HSC to lead an IT business transformation project with the goal of re-engineering business processes and replacing dated IT systems to position HSC for growth. Neil, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Can you share what was happening in the market HSC serves that made the leadership decide it was time to rebuild the company's IT infrastructure?
All right, there was three main drivers for this change. First being a strategy of positioning, making ourselves ready for the future. And we believed that without this modernization that we embarked on here at Hallmark, that we would not be as agile and flexible and as we would hope we would need to be to compete in a healthcare reform marketplace. So as part of that positioning is we expect our membership to double in size from our current state by 2014. So we recognize that the past of using just brute force, human resource brute force, was not going to allow us to be competitive, hence the modernization for the positioning. The second piece was cost effectiveness. With healthcare reform, there are price and government mandates that are put in place that are requiring healthcare insurance carriers to be very lean and mean when it comes to administrative expenses. So our focus is now is trying to make sure that we have as much automation in place and customer self-service in place to drive down costs. And the third is basically what every organization is trying to do, which is protect their brand and reputation. And we want to be able to sustain the very strong reputation that HCSC has, which is representative Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma, and make sure their great reputations stay intact up to and through healthcare reform.
For this project, I understand that you decided to go with a services-oriented architecture. Why was that a right approach to this?
Basically, it was for almost the same two of the three reasons I talked about earlier, cost effectiveness and positioning. And with a new services, with a new services approach that we're using, it enables us to reuse business logic for both internal and external facing business applications. And the reuse reduces the length of time it takes us to build applications as systems, as well as reduce the complexity we have in the systems. Also, modifying applications quickly to meet the business demands is also very beneficial for not only cost effectiveness, but quick to market as well. Today, with this new modernization, we change services once and the change is available across the enterprise. Previously, we had business logic, duplicated business logic in numerous disparate systems. So we've eliminated repetitive business logic, and that repetitive business logic, I don't know if it sounds redundant, but that certainly added tons of complexity and increased the chance of human error that we had here at Hallmark. So to drive the point home to many of my IT colleagues and business colleagues, I humorously say with services we can be consistently right or consistently wrong, but at least we could say we're consistent. And then on the positioning for the future is our second key reasons for this modernization using services architecture. In the realm of healthcare reform, carriers that are able to adapt quickly to pre- and post-healthcare reform regulations will likely prosper in this market. So the services that we've built allow us to make changes much faster than we've ever been able to in the past. And so today we are far more agile than we've ever been here at Hallmark.
Can you actually give me an example of how services were reused across HSC and even your parent company?
Sure. So one of them that comes to mind is a quoting service that we've created that is used for internal and external applications. Externally, agents, insurance agents, e-agents, and potential customers use the same quoting service and a single source of data as our internal customer service representatives and our internal sales agents use. Hence, the information is consistent regardless of which channel is using the service and using the data. Another service we use would be Get Member Service. And this service is used by our internal customer service user interface as well as by our correspondence generation system and our agent portal. Those are just two of many that we've put in place today.
You're tackling quite a few areas at once, or you are replacing legacy systems, changing business processes, healthcare reform, redesigning the company's web presence. I'm just wondering, how did you decide where to start?
Well, we didn't start with one. We started with a couple. And the first thing we started with was our online sales channel. And we started with that effort just because we were very motivated to increase our membership pool. And by increasing our membership pool, we are able to provide more members to the healthcare provider network. And the more members we provide to the healthcare provider network, the lower discounts we are able to negotiate on behalf of our members, which thereby pushes down insurance rates. So that was our motivation 1A. Our 1B was we recognized that our disaster recovery capability was woefully short due to the high volume of paper we pushed around this organization. So priority 1B was putting in an electronic document management and workflow system so that we could make sure all inbound information, regardless if it was paper or electronic, is backed up to tape and stored off-site so that in event of a disaster we could recover. So those are the two areas that we started first. And of course, with the services approach, we took many of the services that we created for workflow as well as our online sales channel are reused on many other applications.
You had mentioned Agile earlier, and I know that you didn't follow the Agile religion, as you called it, when we spoke a little while back, but can you talk a little bit about the Agile approach that you did use and why it was needed?
I'm a strong believer in success breeds success, and the Agile practices that we use break up the project into very, very small parts. Parts that can be delivered in some cases, 2 weeks, and at most, 8 weeks. And using the agile practices, we're able to have small victories, which boosts the confidence of the project team that indeed what we say we're going to do, we do. The agile approach, we also use it because it's very effective when it's being used externally. So, for example, insurance agents are using our applications, and we like to roll out the enhancements to our insurance agents with an agile approach so that they can get comfortable with just parts and pieces, which makes it less disruptive in their own business office. Plus, it allows the agents then to give us feedback on much smaller components so that we can go ahead and make those changes very quickly. And a lot of times, their feedback that they share with us at its very initial stages would require us to make some fundamental architecture changes. And you'd want to make those fundamental architecture changes much earlier in the project rather than waiting later in the project or even, heaven forbid, post-project. So that's why we prefer the agile approach versus the waterfall approach.
Well, great. Thank you, Neil, for your time today.
You're welcome.
This has been Christina Tarode, News Director for Assert CIO MidMarket, speaking with Neil Katarabek, CIO and Executive Director of HSC.